Hey, what is up, my dudes? You can find us every Monday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For the full experience, remember to check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And as always, don't be rude, share the dudes.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
What is up, my dudes? This is Trent with the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast. It is our Week 12 Waiver Wire show. This is episode 250. I'm recording this right after Monday Night Football. So today's episode is brought to you over by our friends at Sleeper. You know, off season, we're knocking on the door. Remember to switch your whole league over there. Let your commissioner know that you want to play fantasy football on the absolute best platform. But until then, they have some nice dynamic payouts that you might want to go check that out. Enter promo code DUDES100. They'll match you up to $100, guys. Sleeper, great place to play fantasy football. The dynamic payouts, the squad chat, all that stuff's really good. I promise you guys, they won't let you down. But hey, week 12, it's Thanksgiving. Playoffs are, we're knocking on the door, playoffs, guys. And yeah, Thanksgiving, it's a celebration that brings all of us together. Honestly, guys, it's the perfect holiday. It has football, food, and family. But just like it's my job to get you waivers, it's also my job to point out the flaws of Thanksgiving. Lining up for dinner sometimes feels like hand-to-hand combat in my family. As much as I hate the waiver wire orders, maybe incorporating it for us getting in line for Thanksgiving turkey would be a good idea. Think if Thanksgiving was like this. The guy who brings the turkey gets in line first. And you know, your old Uncle Frank, who brought the leftover store-bought pie from his work potluck, goes last. Unfortunately, though, this is not foolproof. Sometimes you work really hard on that turkey and it's dry. That also shouldn't be rewarded. This Thanksgiving, don't leave any meat on the waiver wire bone. We still have a lot of football left. Sorry. Still upset about that killer bird I did last year and didn't get any macaroni and cheese because everyone got their food while I was still carving the turkey. Today's episode, I have all of my favorite Week 12 waiver wire options with roster percentages under 68% on Sleeper. Rankings are half-point PPR with the help of PFF, and all rankings were done before Monday Night Football. There are no teams on bye this week, guys. So what that means is, you know, if you had Joe Burrow, the quarterbacks on that waiver wire are very, very bare. You aren't going to like it. There's not a lot of room. There's no more... It's just bad. It is a bad deal out there. So with that being said, let's get into quarterbacks. And first on my quarterback list, Derek Carr, 40% rostered. The Saints made it clear that Carr is their guy. He has a big NFC South matchup this week versus the Falcons. He's still in concussion protocol. So monitor that whole situation. This is a weird week. We got football, 3 games on Thursday. We got a Black Friday game. And then we got the Sunday slate. So, and no bye week, so it's kind of hard. But Derek Carr is really the only quarterback I feel like maybe you might want to fill in for Joe Burrow replacement this week. Also in that, I got some long shot quarterback plays. And if you want this whole list directly to your email, you know, right at midnight, the strike of midnight, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com, sign up for the Dudes Letter, and I will put that all right in your inbox. But if not, just stay along here. Check out the whole show on YouTube at TFF Dudes. Remember, don't be rude, share the dudes. Long shot quarterbacks. This is kind of like bringing a veggie tray to Turkey Day. It'll work, but is anyone going to touch it? It's an awful week to stream quarterbacks, like I said. Hopefully you have better options. And yeah, feel bad for all the Joe Burrow owners out there. Jordan Love, 47% rostered. The Packers travel to Detroit. This could make your Thanksgiving more interesting. It could also make it miserable. At least there will be plenty of food to wash away your pain. You know, I don't know. Maybe you're an angry eater. Maybe you're a nervous eater. Maybe you're just a... Maybe you just like to eat. I think I fall into all those categories, unfortunately. Next on my list, Russell Wilson, who's been playing some pretty good ball. 51% rostered, but he takes on the Browns this week, an absolute fantasy nightmare for quarterbacks. Besides Lamar Jackson in week 4, the Browns defense is special. Russell Wilson, I think, like as I'm telling you, like this list of these long shots, I think I'm pivoting Derek Carr still. You have Will Levis versus Bryce Young. You want to throw a chance at either one of those guys? I don't know which one I lean to. Maybe I go Will Levis, slight smidge there. And then Desmond Ridder's taking on the Saints. He's the starting quarterback again. So all those quarterbacks, Derek Carr, Jordan Love, Russell Wilson, Will Levis, Bryce Young, Desmond Ridder. But wait, guys, I got other good stuff. These are just apps. They're just appetizers. Got the whole running backs too. I know the quarterback's bleak, but there's actually some good waiver wire stuff here. So please hold your horses and don't just throw me under the bus. Speaking of under the bus, our favorite place to do fantasy best ball drafts is Underdog Fantasy Sports. Go to Underdog, enter promo code DUDES. They'll match up to $500. That's really good. You can do drafts all year. Maybe your fantasy team is done and you still got that bug to that little itch, you know, the bug to want to do more drafts. Go over to Underdog. Tell them the dude sent you. You can do drafts every single week. It's a lot of fun, guys. Promise you. Go over to Underdog. Great company. And enter promo code DUDES. Now, my dudes, we're heading over to running back. And Zach Charbonnet, 51% rostered. We should all be thankful for running back touches this time of year. Has a tough divisional matchup this week versus the 49ers. But I think you got to pick up Sharbs. If he's on your roster, you got to get Sharbs. Fantasy Dad calls him Sharbs. I like the name Sharbs. Maybe Carbs is a better fantasy name, you know, for this time of year. So Zach Charbonnet is my running back one I'm adding. Then I got Ty Chandler, 47% rostered, split carries with Madison on Sunday Night Football. But he was definitely more efficient. I hope he gets more opportunities. I really liked what I saw Ty Chandler on Sunday Night Football. Next on my list, this one's kind of gross. A.J. Dillon, 61% rostered. This is like bread rolls at Thanksgiving. It's just fodder for your plate, but you will still eat it. You don't love it. It's just there. I can't believe I'm saying this but about a starting running back in November, but Dillon has been bad this season. Bread rolls are a massive upgrade for him, if I'm being honest, but the volume will be there. It's just it's A.J. Dillon. I know his legs look like hams, but he runs about as fast as a ham. So yeah, A.J. Dillon, prove me wrong on Thanksgiving. You're a starting running back. This is the opportunity. You've had this opportunity all year, and now, you know, Aaron Jones is hurt, and you're getting the other opportunity again. So A.J. Dillon, 61% rostered. If you're like me, you might be full on Thanksgiving, but does that mean you stop eating? Just like I won't stop putting Keaton Mitchell on this list. He's 61% rostered, had a season-high snap percentage. He should be on your roster. Pick up Keaton Mitchell, guys. The guy is a good football player. He's explosive. He looked great on Thursday Night Football. He didn't have the touchdown. He looked good with the opportunities he had. I wish he had more opportunities. But yeah, Keaton Mitchell, give him an ad. So I got Zach Charbonnet, Ty Chandler, A.J. Dillon, Yuck, and Keaton Mitchell. Just some housekeeping items for Thanksgiving, guys. Now, you know, I'll keep it short, okay? And when I think of short, I think of Manscaped, our friends, good sponsor of the pod. Go get that new Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. They got some Black Friday sales. I'm going to get that pair of boxers. Those are really good. And they're the perfect length. They're not too short. Enter promo code DUDES20, 20% off your whole entire order at Manscaped. Stack it on top of that 25% Black Friday deal. They'll give you both, guys. I'm pretty sure they will. Give it a try. Why not? And if you don't, yeah, you know what to do. Dude's 20, guys. 20%. You know, 5%. You really care about that? Yeah, go check it out. Manscaped. But housekeeping items for Thanksgiving. Pet peeve. Line etiquette. No one talks about this. Guys, if there's room to your left when you're getting mashed potatoes, go faster. Or if you're to your right. Maybe your line goes to your right. My lines usually go clockwise. If there's room, keep going. There's a long line. Maybe you have a big family like me. You can talk the whole meal. If you want to talk to Aunt Sally, go sit at her table. But you probably just want to talk during the line, take forever, and you know, take 10 minutes to put mashed potatoes on your plate. I don't care if it's kids in line. Scoop and go. Scoop and go. Scoop and go. It's not that hard, guys. Fill your plate and step to the left. This whole line etiquette of like people going too slow, yakking away, you know, talking. Get it going. Fill up the plate and go. I know the plates are too small always. Grab a bigger plate. Take two plates. I don't know what you have to do. This is a mission to get that plate full and keep the line going. We want to sit down. And if you want to talk the whole time and don't care about speed, get in the back. Let the more efficient people go first. It's just a little pet peeve of mine. I'm sorry. Line etiquette. Introduce it to your family this Thanksgiving. It's a lot better talking about line etiquette than politics. And, yeah, or fantasy football. And yeah, so go ahead and do that. So wide receivers, guys, next on the list. I have wide receivers. Odell Beckham Jr., 41% rostered, finally got over the 100-yard mark. OBJ is really getting into rhythm with Lamar. He had scored double-digit points for three straight games. Beckham could benefit even more with Mark Andrews out for the entire season. OBJ looks really good, guys. He looked real good on Thursday night. Maybe the one bright spot from Thursday night football. I thought maybe he got injured. He left the game. I kept reading the reports today. Did not see anything. I'm assuming he's good. But as always, monitor these situations. Do your own research. Like, I'm just a guy, you know, here behind a camera and a mic in my mom's basement. In my house. Next, we got Tutu Atwell, 25% rostered. Cooper Kupp got injured Sunday. It sounds like a low ankle sprain. He did try to come back, but Tutu put up really good numbers earlier this season without Kupp. Monitor the situation. Like I said, Tutu looked pretty good. Tutu, what a terrible name for a kid, man. You know, like, no wonder the guy's so good. He got picked on his whole entire life. Some of these people, like, yeah, sure, he's a nice guy. He's a great football player. He's doing okay. Good for him. Tutu Atwell, 25% rostered. He makes plays when Kupp's not in. Like, Kupp's probably going to play this week, but it's worth monitoring that situation. Maybe you can get him for cheap. Next, Jaden Reed, 43% rostered. Great big game Sunday's win versus the Chargers. Hopefully he goes in for seconds this Thursday versus the Lions. And next on my list, I got Justin Watson, Jordan Sleeper of the Week, scored this week against the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Maybe this is the wide receiver Mahomes starts looking toward. Maybe. Do we really want to count on a wide receiver not named Tyreek Hill? I don't know. Like, we're still, Mahomes is still looking for that wide receiver guy, you know, and it's just not there. Long shots, long shot wide receivers. And, you know, long shots, this is like your mother-in-law not complaining about the game being on during the parade. And pro tip, every year, you know, you watch football on Thanksgiving. Maybe you have in-laws that don't, you know, you don't get along with as well. They're nice people. But like, you know, like I've always been told, you know, in-laws and outlaws, the difference between them is outlaws are wanted. Plan your Thanksgiving with the family you don't want to talk to on Thanksgiving Day so you can watch football the whole time. And, you know, that's just less you have to talk to them, or it gives you something to talk to them about. But yeah, the Thanksgiving you don't like the people as much, have on Thanksgiving Day. You watch the game all day. It's perfect. It's perfect, guys. Like, that's one of the things that makes this holiday so good. Food, football, family, like I said. All right, long shots. Khalil Shakir, 21%. Most of his yardage came on 81-yard TD. Has a great matchup this week against the Eagles. Then Rondale Moore, 26% rostered. Can it please be Ronnie Moore's season? Caught one pass on the day for 72 yards and a touchdown. All right. Now to the meat and potatoes. And meat and potatoes, a cool way to hold your meat and potatoes at Thanksgiving would be if you got one of those Trophy Smack cups, you know, and you put the potatoes on there. I think that'd be really cool if Trophy Smack did that, if they just had all the, you know, for their, you know, maybe they have a Friendsgiving at work or a potluck and just put all the gravy and everything in the mashed potatoes. I don't know, Trophy Smack, check that out. And while you're checking that out, go to www.trophysmack.com/dudes, 15% off your whole entire order, guys. Take your fantasy football league, take it up a notch, get that trophy, get your name on it, all that good stuff. Championship belts, rings, you got it, all that good stuff. All right, meat and potatoes, tight ends. Here we go. Isaiah Likely, 6% rostered. Lamar loves targeting his tight ends. Last year, Likely had 3 TDs on the season. This is likely the best replacement for your fantasy team if you had Mark Andrews. You know, he's not Mark Andrews, but he's still a very talented tight end, and he's worth rostering. And if you're just, you know, been punting the tight end position all year, Isaiah Likely is likely a good guy to add for that roster. So Isaiah Likely, I really like him. And I'm having a hard time not, you know, talking about his last name even more. But besides that, he is actually really good at football. Next on the list, Pat Freiermuth had a rough game against Cleveland. The Browns are tough against opposing tight ends. I will trot Pat out again this week as they take on the Bengals. Hopefully, Kenny Pickett can get his act together. And last on the tight end list, I have Cade Otani, I don't know, 27% rostered, led the Buccaneers in receiving yards this past week, and almost made a great TD catch that would have boosted his numbers even more. Decent spot for him this week versus the Colts, guys. So that does it from all my waivers there. Have a good Thanksgiving, guys. We got our Week 12 preview coming up on Wednesday. I know that's a little different. If you enjoyed this whole podcast, remember to check out the whole thing at www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And don't miss the preview on Wednesday. And give us a follow on Twitter at TFFDudes. And as always, guys, thanks for tuning in and take care.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.